Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Here in Ireland for over 40 years, that's four decades of trust, reliability and expertise. Visit Zurich.ie.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Thousands of protesters are holding a major demonstration outside the British House of Parliament this evening in opposition to the visit of American President Donald Trump. It comes as Mr. Trump prepares for an historic state banquet tonight, hosted by the British royal family at Windsor Castle, where his speech will be closely watched. Our reporter Barry Lenihan is at Westminster and joins us now. Barry, what are the scenes there?
Yet thousands here in Parliament Square for this demonstration organised by the Stop Trump Coalition, a group of 50 charities and other groups who are unhappy at Mr. Trump's visit here and indeed his presidency, full stop. And the crowds have just heard from the former Labour leader, Jeremy Corbyn. Now, as Donald and Melania Trump arrived in Windsor at around 12:15, many groups, various groups, began to gather here in central London for this protest as the Trumps and the British royal family exchanged gifts, including a replica sword from President Eisenhower, a bespoke book from Windsor Castle commemorating the 250th anniversary of the American Declaration of Independence, and a special bowl crafted by the Northern Irish artist Cara Murphy. Protesters here, they wound their way through central London, passing 10 Downing Street, the main thoroughfare to Buckingham Palace, and protesters, they carried Palestine flags. One carrot was draped in an American flag, dragging an effigy of President Trump. Another dressed as the Statue of Liberty, and another a sumo wrestler version of Mr. Trump, whilst carrying a notice board of associates of Mr. Trump's former friend, the convicted paedophile Jeffrey Epstein. And as Trump and Britain's King Charles enjoyed that historic flypast from Britain and British and American planes a short time ago, the crowds finally converged here at the Houses of Parliament. The contrast, Sarah, could not be more stark. The pictures in Windsor, the ones Mr. Trump has so desperately wanted since he received this invitation to come here back in February. The pictures here, the ones he so desperately doesn't want to see. So says one of the main organisers of this protest, Shaista Aziz.
Well, in many ways, we've already achieved what we needed to achieve. Donald Trump has arrived in this country on an unprecedented second state visit. And guess what? He's not in London. He's hiding behind the walls of Windsor Castle, where no one's going to see him, where he's going to have absolutely next to no interaction with anyone, including the world's media, who are camped outside trying to get access. This is not democracy. This is not how you hold the most powerful man in the world to account, as he should be held to account. And it's also embarrassing for Keir Starmer as well, the fact that he's rolled out this red carpet and he can't bring Trump to London because we're here, the protesters are here. And the last time Trump came in 2019, there were massive protests in London. We put up a huge blimp up in the air of Trump, which he was really disgusted by because he's an egomaniac. And I guess this time round, they were worried about how they would manage all of this and how they would try and like limit the damage of people being on the streets protesting Trump and the politics of Trump.
Is there not a chance that Keir Starmer, the British Prime Minister, could deliver an important message to Mr. Trump about Ukraine, about what's happening in Gaza?
So far that hasn't happened, as we all know. It's inconceivable for us that we have a situation where the most, you know, powerful man in the world is hiding behind the walls of Windsor Castle, and later, during his state visit, he's going to be participating in a lavish banquet while Palestinians in Gaza are being starved. And what we would call on Keir Starmer to hold Trump to account, to demand that the United States of America stops selling arms to Israel, calls for an immediate ceasefire, and ensures that Israel opens up every single crossing leading into Gaza, and ensuring that aid is allowed in, along with international journalists who've been denied access to Gaza for almost two long years.
And here's a flavour now of what some of the protesters have been saying.
I came from Limerick because I came to protest against Trump because he's taking away people's rights. He's a big baby.
Yeah, I'm from Sylvia Jones from Dublin, and I'm here specifically in London just for this demonstration Wednesday, just to show my disgust and abhorrence of the person as an individual, never mind a political leader, to share my sorrow and compassion and embarrassment for the Brits, in particular King Charles, for having to entertain this pompous ass and an absolute big baby.
You've got the balloons of Donald Trump and the diaper as well.
Absolutely, and I'm wearing it to kind of make a diaper myself too. just to pass the message that he's just a baby, a petulant child, but he's such a danger to the whole world.
We are here, as it says on our signs, because we are all descended from people who survived the Holocaust. We are naturally primarily concerned right now with the genocide and the massacres which are going on in Palestine and Gaza. But our particular interest in being here today is because we know that there is one single person in the world who has the power right now in their own individual hands to bring an end to the suffering of the people of Gaza and the West Bank. It's Trump.
I've seen these images beamed around the world of Britain rolling out the red carpet for President Trump. Well, what's your reaction to that?
I feel very sick about it, indeed, because it is extremely cynical. Starmer and the British government are only doing this because they are completely and utterly craven to Trump. It's about this feeling that Britain can do nothing unless Trump says that they can, or America says they can. And it's one of the fallouts from leaving the EU.
It says protect our borders from sex offenders, deport Trump. And there's a picture of Epstein on one side with Trump. It's mind-blowing that it's a Labour government I'm speaking about. I'd expect this from the Tories. Who are we going to be giving the state visits to next? It seems like we're quite easily bought as a nation, and I wonder where our pride has gone.
Some very passionate protesters there, Barry. What was the picture back in Windsor then?
Supporters of President Trump gathered outside Windsor Castle from early morning, hoping to catch a glimpse of his helicopter or indeed the man himself. Some had Make America Great Again hats on them. Another waved an Israel flag. For his supporters at Windsor, Trump was a man of peace.
It's a big day because President Trump is the second American president to be re-elected after he left office in first term. You saw what happens, all the tribulation we went through, all attempts to stop him from running. We fight back, and get him back to White House.
What are you wearing there today? T-shirt says Trump was right about everything.
Yes, he is. Trump is right about everything.
And you have the hat saying the same thing as well.
Yes, yeah, because President Trump is always right. You may not like him, but saying it in simple common sense. President Trump is will go down in history as only president of the United States that under his watch there's no war. We are confident Trump will restore peace. We broke up peace between Ukraine and Russia.
Last night, I attended the Republicans Overseas Banquet, which was held in honour of President Trump's visit here in Windsor today. Like I say, I've got a little bit of flesh in the game, as they say, because I lived in the United States. I was married to an American woman, but sadly the relationship broke up, so I come back to dear old England. There's a lot of people here that say, oh, I don't like Trump, but how many of them have met him? You know, how many people know him?
What do you hope he achieves in this trip?
Peace. First and foremost, peace.
Can that be done? Because he does disagree with Keir Starmer, doesn't he, on Ukraine, on recognition of Palestine.
Well, that's the problem, isn't it? Politicians right there. So, you know, there's always going to be disagreements, unfortunately.
Does he not disagree with most people on those issues?
Well, he's very forthright, in my understanding of him. Very forthright, speaks his mind. He's not a politician, he's a businessman, and he wants the best for his people.
My name is Joseph Afrani. I'm from Battersea, South West London, and I'm here for the second historic state visit of President Trump under the invitation of our head of state, King Charles III.
And you have the full rig out on you. You have a waistcoat with Union Jacks and American flags intertwined, and Union Jack trousers as well.
Because I love both countries, especially UK. I'm a royalist. I support the royal family, and I love Trump as well because he's a free thinker. He loves his people, he loves his country, and he delivers his messages, all his manifesto that he preached during the election. He's delivering them. That's why I love him.
And that is some Trump supporters there in Windsor, equally passionate. What happens tonight then, Barry? Why is what happens tonight so significant?
Yes, the state banquet put on by the British royal family for President Trump and his entourage in St. George's Hall in Windsor Castle. It'll be very lavish, 5 or 6 glasses per plate. The menu, both English food and American food. The menu written in French as well, we are told. Careful planning is gone into who will sit where. Britain's King Charles is likely to highlight the special relationship between the two countries, given the recent anniversary of the Battle of Britain. Britain, and perhaps that will be the height of what he has to say. But really, squeaky bum time for the British side when President Trump rises to his feet, perhaps around 9 o'clock, and his remarks, no sign on what he might say, with some fear on the British side, it has been suggested, that he may express personal preference for whom he would like to see succeed Peter Mandelson as the British ambassador to America. Of course, Mandelson dismissed over his connections to Jeffrey Epstein, Trump's friends, last week. So many plots and subplots tonight at this state banquet, this lavish affair, and it's likely to dictate the discourse tomorrow morning ahead of a day of high politics at Chequers.
Well, it sounds like you certainly have your hands full there, Barry, and a very busy night ahead for you. Thank you very much for joining us with all of that. That's Barry Lenehan in Westminster.